Welcome back to Becoming Next on Scene, everybody. It is officially 2020. Could not be more excited. I hope that you took the last podcast of 2019 in stride and you're going to conquer whatever comes your way this year. I'm so excited for all that is to come. We have such a great lineup of inspiring guests from all walks of life. And I posted today something all about your word for 2020. I keep seeing all these people share about, like, what are their words for the year? You know, what inspires them? And I want to really talk about how my word of the year is inspiring, because I feel like I have overcome a lot, and we all do. And it's all about how you persevere to become the person that you are today, and how to stay that person despite your growth and despite success. And I think it's really important to know that no matter, you know, how much success you have and how much comes your way through even some really shitty days, that you should still be the same person at the core. And I really want to thank Nancy Zare for that inspiration, because she really has taught me so much and been such a great mentor. And Henry has been such a great mentor, and Jess Miller. I really believe, I was talking to Allie Artali, my college roommate, about how it's really important to invest in coaches. And the reason I say that as an entrepreneur is because I really feel like it gives you education beyond what you know. And I think knowing that, like, you're at your own capacity, the only way to grow is to educate yourself. And I think school is great. And I even saw, like, Sierra always posts things about that. Sierra, I think you're amazing, by the way. And Julie Costa has recently posted things about that, about, like, how really investing in different programs really helps up level your visibility and your structure that you need. I mean, sometimes going to school is not always the answer. You can invest in people that have built it themselves. You know, like, I'm a prime example. I am self-made, and I love to teach from experience. And I feel like that is the best way to learn. So, speaking of all of that, let's talk about decluttering our 2020. And I'm so excited to have the amazing Becky Bast come on the podcast today. If you haven't heard of this amazing rock star, you need to. Becky has her own podcast, her own talk show she's launching this year. I am actually going to be her first guest. I am so honored and excited about that. So who is Becky Bast? Becky Bast, like I said, has her own podcast and talk show. She also has a company called Declutterista, where she helps you declutter your life in all areas. She helps you feel lighter. She helps you feel more like you can do the things that you want. And sometimes we're going to talk about the things that you just can't let go of, that you really need to in order to, you know, make yourself feel lighter. And I feel like that's the energy that we want to put out for 2020, how to feel lighter and to dedicate the time to the places and things that we need to. So excited to have the amazing Becky Bast on. Stay tuned for this rock star.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.
All right, everybody. I officially have the amazing Becky Bast on the line. Hi, Becky. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Jackie.
So excited to have you. You are really one up-and-coming rock star. You're everywhere. I'm so proud of you. Truly have to say that.
Well, you make it happen for a lot of people, and you give me some good tips, so I appreciate it.
I'm so glad. But you were even doing that before me. I'm just helping a little bit, you know, so
okay.
I'm honored.
Give me a little boost.
Yeah, yep, exactly. Yep. So let's discuss Becky Bast in three words. How would you describe yourself in three words?
Karaoke lover? No, I'm just kidding. let's see.
Okay, wait. So let's talk about it for a second. Karaoke lover. What is your favorite go-to karaoke song?
Oh, that's so hard. Because before I go to karaoke, I'm always kind of thinking, what is it going to be? But some you think are going to be good, but then it just flops. Let's just say I do Shoop with My Husband is good.
Oh,
it's
my solid, God. It's a solid.
Yeah, it's a solid duet, but there's got to be other ones. There's got to be other ones, yeah.
That's
it's
amazing.
Hard. You never know if the crowd's feeling you, but lately they don't. You have to do it for yourself.
Yeah, well, I feel like you always create your own crowd. You always do. I love it.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, so you're a karaoke, you know, singer. What else do you do? Three other words or two other
and
words.
And let me just make sure you know, not talented, just love it. Oh, I know what song. Sorry, Shallow.
Shallow, who sings that? I'm so bad.
Oh, you know. It's the Lady Gaga and what's that movie?
Star is Born.
Oh my God.
Yep.
The heart's melting.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh my God, melting.
Anyway, so I would say three words, very relatable. I would say kind of transforming or growing, just kind of keep trying new things. And I love to connect, and you seem to be a connector as well. When I hear someone say, oh, blah, blah, I'm like, oh, you should talk to this person. It's just fun and natural for me to kind of connect people. So
totally. And I think the transform and change really aligns with decluttering your life. So that's perfect for
you.
Yeah. Got to put that out there. All right. So let's talk about Declutterista. What inspired you to become the Declutterista? And what is that to our audience who doesn't know who you are?
So basically I read The Art of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo. You might have seen the Netflix series. And I didn't follow her methods, but it just motivated me. I had two little kids. Now they're almost six and one 7.5. They're much younger. And there's just stuff everywhere. So after reading a few pages of their book, I started to go through my house like a madwoman and just start decluttering. And I realized how much freedom it gave me. I felt amazing. I felt lighter. I started to go through some friends' houses and ask if I could do it for them. And at the same time, I stumbled upon a Pepper Lane meeting, which I didn't know what it was, except like a mom networking meeting. Mm-hmm. And I went there to help my sister promote her business, Tearless Writing. And then as they started to talk, how Pepper Lane was talking how easy it was to create a website through them and start a business, my wheels started spinning. I'm loving this decluttering. Maybe I could turn that into a business. And so I just created a website very simply through Pepper Lane. In like 4 hours, because I'm not tech savvy at all. My friend who's a photographer took a really professional shot of me, and then I'm not shy about promoting myself. So just kind of, you know, started promoting myself.
Love it. I love your logo too. I feel like it flows so well with like your personality. I wanted to tell you that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. That's awesome. Definitely asking for help there.
Yeah. Well, just passing out the stuff, you know, that you're not good at to somebody that's good at it. That takes true strength, you know?
Exactly. So it takes a village.
It does. Let's talk about the top three declutterista trends for 2020. What do people need to get rid of the most?
Okay. Well, I'm not really someone who researches like what's the best way to declutter. I'm more kind of learn as I go.
Love it.
Because I'm not naturally organized, but decluttering is very hot in general. I think giving experiences instead of gifts. But with the Marie Kondo stuff, I don't know if it was last year, people are just going wild. They asked me if I've heard of her. I'm like, yes, that's how I started my career. And I would love if people start decluttering their phone usage. I wonder if that's ever going to be a trend.
I need that, Becky. Need that in my life.
Me too.
Definitely.
Me too.
Oh, my God.
They're messing with us. It's so addictive.
They are.
And then what was the other thing? Oh, mindset. Decluttering your brain. Because I really have transformed my life and my mindset through decluttering and just working on my thoughts and the negativity and how we talk to ourselves. So stuff, but also decluttering your mind from the junk from your phone, but also just like decluttering how you talk to yourself.
Right.
So
I think that's a huge part. Very good point to bring up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can I quickly answer how I work with people?
Yeah. Go for it.
So I'll make it quick. So basically people will find me, you know, anyway, social media recommendations, and I have a phone conversation with them, figure out what they're looking for, what their needs are. And I go over there and maybe their needs have changed. Something else is bothering them. I'll either work side by side with them where we're kind of talking through it, or they'll do something else. And I'll say, this is what I would declutter. This is what I would donate. This is where I recycle trash, move to a new home. And then I'll kind of pass that been along to them so they could say yay or nay. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of an efficient way to work as opposed to talking about every single item together. Because I'm working while my kids are in school, ideally, and I don't, you know, I like to work efficiently, but it really depends on what the client wants. And I'm also moving towards virtual coaching. I talked to someone for 15 minutes and they, you know, started to declutter their whole house. So that's a lot of fun for me and I can reach more people that way.
Yeah, I think that's really exciting, especially because I feel like virtual is just where more and more things are becoming, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. We'll talk more too about how people can reach out to you in a little bit. So what would you say is what do people have the hardest time of letting go of when it comes to decluttering?
They're definitely family heirloom sort of stuff, mm-hmm. or gifts that they got from their family or a friend. So even though they might not like it, it might not, you know, give them joy, spark joy, as Marie Kondo would say. they just feel bad. I don't know if they feel like maybe the ghost of their great grandma is watching, or it's just
totally get that though. I do understand that.
And also I noticed a strange thing. There's lots of bags of stuff everywhere. It's almost like they left, like people leave their job and they just have their purse sitting there and they haven't gone to that bag or that plastic bag of stuff they got out of their car. It just sits there and they forget it's there. So I noticed that happening a lot. You know, kids, toys seem like people are so sick of toys. They'll just get rid of that if they can.
Yep.
So it's very often if there's a couple that one is really into decluttering and one is not. And so there's that. I often being kind of in a mediation sort of thing, which I enjoy. I become kind of part of the family.
I love it.
You know, yeah. Very quickly. You know, I take it for granted how it's a big deal to have a stranger come into your home and go through your stuff. But because it comes naturally most of the time, I'd say 98% of the time, I think just because of, you know, being relatable and I'm not an intimidating character. Sometimes I'm wearing a fanny pack. I barely brush my hair. I have stains. So I'm surprised more people aren't like, oh God, this lady is helping me. But I think that helps people feel comfortable.
Totally.
That,
and
you know,
I almost feel like it's
side.
Kind of good to be initially to be an objective opinion, because when it's too close to home, that's also when I think it gets even more uncomfortable. Right.
Oh yeah, definitely. I worked with a husband and wife and he was kind of looking to me, and, you know, what, you know, he could tell he was kind of setting me up. I was like, Becky, what should we do about our laundry? I'm like, getting in on something. But it's so cute kind of to, and I can read like intense situations. Like if I'm going too fast or I'm too much, I can kind of slow it down. If they're really getting into it, you know, so it's fun to kind of read the room and, figure out their energy, and it can be a lot of fun for people, which they're shocked about how fun and easy it can be.
Right.
And sometimes you just need me to stand there and I'm like, you know, they just need that accountability. So
yeah, that's a huge part of it, you know. Mm-hmm. Otherwise it doesn't even get noticed. It just sits in a room. I mean, I'm a prime example. So Becky, I'll need you.
Ooh, that'd be fun. We'll see Jackie's house.
Yeah. Oh my God. I have so much crap. But it's,
I don't believe you. Oh, I feel God, like I it do. Looks, it's going to look perfect.
Oh God, I do though. It's totally fine. So, okay. Really fun stuff. Okay. So now let's talk about your amazing venture of launching, you know, your awesome podcast, and now you're doing a TV series. Tell my audience all about it.
So I changed a lot because I remember I was at this play date when my kids were small, and this woman she was kind of feeling like she'd lost a little bit of her brain being a stay-at-home mom. I think she had a big job, and she was saying how she started to listen to podcasts and things were changing. She started to use her brain. I'm like, oh, podcast, what's this? This has been like 4 years ago. And so I just listened to all these personal development, entrepreneurial. So it kind of got the juices flowing. And, you know, once I started Declutterista, I thought, oh, that's a pie in the sky someday podcast, because I'm not technical. I don't want to do my own thing. But just kind of networking, I stumbled upon a local studio called the Go Network, but it's GEAUX Network in Norwood. And I took a tour of the studio and I was blown away. I can't wait for you to see it.
I'm excited.
On Monday.
Yep.
And it has studio, it has a podcast capabilities and TV show, and it's just really nice, and it was a reasonably priced. So I thought, why not just jump into this? And one of the first names that came to me was Lighten Up with the Declutterista. I'm a little bit all over the place, so I didn't want to have to do it this way. So I thought Lighten Up gives me flexibility. It can be obviously talking about decluttering. It can be funny, because lighten up, like chill out.
Totally.
And, also thinking about bringing on, I like journalism. I didn't like the writing part, but I like the interviewing part. So just all the people that I've met on my journey, like you, through networking and Pepper Lane and She Breathes and Walpole's another collaborative I'm part of, and Next on the Scene. I've just met so many amazing people that I love to just kind of like you, like highlight and showcase and promote and just hear their stories. And so the basic format is I talk about random things that have happened to me for a few minutes. Then I try to throw in a decluttering tip, and then I interview an inspiring guest. So Jackie is coming on Monday, and since they have TV show capabilities, I'm going to see how it goes to just be on TV and then also use that audio for people who like podcasts. So I'm excited about that. And I'm also excited to have a little theme song.
I'm excited for the theme song. It sounds awesome,
yeah,
by the way.
I'm like visualizing, do I come out like Oprah?
Yes.
Song,
why not?
Like, I don't really
I love
know.
It.
Yeah.
You have to.
Do
you
cartwheels?
Have to.
Do I do a split? I don't know.
Oh
so,
my God.
We'll see.
I'm all about it. I'm loving cartwheels. Just
we'll wing it on Monday. I'm definitely not doing the cartwheels. So,
and so when can people watch it? They have it online too, right? For people that aren't local to Sharon and Norwood.
I think it's probably going to be a YouTube situation. It's
awesome.
It's pretty much after we talked. You're like, I think you would like TV. I'm like, yeah, let me ask if I could do that.
Why not?
So it's pretty off the cuff, but I'm assuming it could be on my website and YouTube and all those things. But right now my podcast episodes are on iTunes. I need to get them everywhere. And also declutterista.com. You can listen to the episodes that are up yet. And there's some great people.
There. They're really fun, guys. You definitely need to check them out. I love the declutterista tips too. I have to put that out there. They're very useful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Wanted to tell you that. All right. So cool. So everybody needs to definitely check out Becky's podcast. When are they on, by the way? Weekly, right? So can you tell my audience when they can, even though they could listen whenever, when do they usually air?
They usually air on Tuesdays. It took me a while to get up and running, but now the next one I'm hoping will be up on Tuesday. That's my success coach, Jess Miller. And actually my husband's on that one too.
I love it. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's cute. I think we communicate better via podcast.
That's
we're
hysterical.
We're like so sweet and loving, and I'm like, wow, this definitely brings out the best of me, this podcast. Whatever. It's like a different animal.
Whatever.
We should put on what do you call them? Earphones? Wait, yep. What are they? Headphones?
Headphones. Same thing. You know, earbuds.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, you cracked me up. Okay, so what was your becoming next on scene moment that you were like, wow, I am in the right business, especially for the declutterista when you really started to pursue that career?
I mean, it's any time early on when I started decluttering people's homes, I just remember one of my first clients, and it's what's cool is I usually become friends with them. Not like, oh my God, let's go to the movies, but just I develop relationships.
Totally.
And it's fun. She was just like, I was just sitting there and she's like, oh my God, you are so amazing. She was so happy. She was just, what am I doing? She's like, I can't explain it. Like people are just so, most people are really excited.
That's
and it's
true.
Just so fun to do something that comes naturally, because this is the first time where I felt like this is where I'm meant to be. And I was also at a Pepper Lane conference and I heard the CEO founder Sharon Kahn speak, and I just felt like I was in the right place based on how she was talking about entrepreneurs. And I always forget what she said exactly, but I've always felt a little odd, like all over the place. What is she doing? So, and I get the sense maybe some entrepreneurs might feel that way, that you're kind of misunderstood because you're doing something different
all the time.
Yeah.
I so totally I get like, that. Okay. People don't understand what entrepreneurs do because we do so much.
Yeah.
You know, like, so no need
just
to justify.
Out. Why don't you just relax? Why do you always have to be doing, you know, and it's like, it's just fun. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with me because I'm trying different things.
Right.
So
exactly.
I know I'm in the right place and I can just keep coming up with random things to do. Like I want to have a decluttering dance video. I'm constantly thinking of ways.
I love that idea, by the way. That is going to be one hit. That is going to be amazing.
You'll be in the video as a dancer.
Oh my God. I'm nervous. I probably will watch from the sidelines.
You're nervous. That's hysterical. I'm going to make you lead it if you don't say yes.
Oh God. I'll do some choreography from the sidelines.
Oh my God. No, I'm serious. Like just picture like not thrusting. That's the wrong word.
Thrusting would be hysterical though. Come on. That would be so funny.
Well, I just picture like after you do a good job, like you're dusting your shoulder off, kind of
totally.
Like a hip hop move.
Love
you're like,
it.
Yeah. Or you're squatting and getting into a drawer. So anyway. Yeah. See,
that is
going to
be one kick ass video, Becky. I am excited for that. That's all
Isn't
I have
that
to
ridiculous?
Say. It's amazing.
I just think that would be fun.
So fun. Well, I love all of that. Okay, so tell everybody before we talk about your next venture, how they can, again, get in touch with you for any decluttering services, learn more about your podcast and TV show. Tell us all of that.
I think the best way is to go on my website, declutterista.com, and you can just reach me there. I'm there. I'm on Facebook. I'm starting to get better at Instagram.
You are. I'm proud.
Thanks, Jackie. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it doesn't make sense not to be, because if you upload on Instagram, they connect it to your business Facebook page, just all there at the same time.
Exactly.
Oh my God. I actually went on Twitter and Pinterest because of you. I never thought that would be possible.
I'm so proud of you. That's amazing.
Oh my God. Don't ask me if I post a lot there, but at least
you got to starting somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. Baby steps.
So Facebook, Instagram, Declutterista, try to drive traffic to my website, sign up for my email, which is something I never thought I'd do because I don't love getting emails, but some other entrepreneurs have helped me like cut the cord and work on that. It's pretty easy to find me. I'm in Sharon, by the way, but I'm happy to travel. And also, I want to do virtual and just motivate people.
Yes, so definitely pro virtual, because you'll just get more people that way. So they can follow you, everything Declutterista, right, on social media?
Yeah, Declutterista. Yep.
Awesome. All right, everybody, definitely follow Becky. All right, so Becky, what is next for you? I'm excited for you to share your new venture with everybody.
So since I'm already comfortable in people's homes, developing relationships with the family, I had a couple guests on the podcast, Amanda Hem and Sarah Douglas. They were postpartum doulas, but they were actually created a company called Soutiens, who helped transition parents to the workforce, because that's a big challenge that's not really covered. But they were postpartum doulas for a while. So I'm listening, and me and my co-host Emily Hollenbeck, who's a friend, we were kind of like asking so many questions about postpartum doula, and I'm re-listening to this before it goes on air. I'm like, hey, maybe I could do that. And so that's kind of how I roll. I don't really analyze, and I think that helps me be good at decluttering, because I don't overthink. I'm just like, oh, I'll just reach out to my friend who runs a doula company, Hip to Heart Jody, and just talk to her if she thinks it would be a good fit. Because when I'm building relationship, it's usually with moms. I want to do more things for them. Decluttering is awesome, but if I can hold their baby or play with their kids so they could, work on their emotional mental health. I know what it's like to be overwhelmed and not feel good enough and to not what are we really doing here? And because I've, keep trying new things, I'm really probably the happiest I've ever been. So I want to help new moms get to that point as well. And, not to be a perfect mom, but how do you kind of live your best life and be a mom?
Totally.
That was a long
and who
answer.
But who better to do it living through the real experience, right? So that's amazing.
Yeah. So I'm going to get trained January 11th. And I think there's more steps in that, but that's the first step. So maybe in the spring I'll be good to go and helping families in that way too. And also I want the Declutterista to stay. I'm having so much fun with that as well.
I think that will stay. They work. I really think they work hand in hand on some level. So that completely makes sense to me.
Thank you.
You're decluttering their whole lifestyle, having them have work-life balance, love it.
Exactly. And if I don't know how to help them, I've met so many great people who are such good resources and so talented and are also moms, like through Pepper Lane and just, people like you who know how to help people in so many different ways. So, yeah.
Love it. Well, I'm really excited for you. Sending so much positive vibes to you.
Oh, thank you. You're the best.
Yeah, no problem. All right, so let's play game time. There is no limit on how to answer these questions, how long you have. This is just a fun way for all of us to get to know you. Are you ready?
That's so cool. I'm ready.
Okay. What is Becky Bass's favorite food?
That's easy. Crescent Ridge ice cream. That's National Geographic in my hometown, Sharon, Mass.
Love it. Okay, what are you getting at this ice cream place?
Oof, that's complicated. there's a story, but I'll just say extreme chocolate. We're not talking regular chocolate. We're talking extreme. And cookies and cream.
Love it.
And it's a small, but it's massive. So you feel good that you're trying, but then it's not.
But then it's massive. Okay, do we have time for this story? Because I kind of want to hear the story.
Oh, it's not a huge story. It's just basically that extreme chocolate. Oh, s'mores was actually a similar flavor. So I think it had the extreme chocolate base, but more stuff.
Oh my God.
And then, so s'mores was my thing, but then s'mores went rogue and it ended up being a vanilla base.
Really?
Yeah. And the extreme chocolate was gone. So anyway, but,
devastating for Becky Bass.
Yeah. Well, I talked to them about what's going on. They're like, you can get extreme chocolate. It's pretty similar. So I think that's actually what happened. So Yeah.
Okay, that was a good story.
It was okay. Pretty quick. Yeah,
pretty quick.
But the sad part is I have to drive by every day. So I've even thought about making going back roads because it's right by my house.
So this is probably going to tie into the second question. Well, not really because it's TV. But what is your TV guilty pleasure?
You know, I'm kind of a TV snob, but Netflix, like the best, you know, the best shows or Prime and... but I'm kind of proud of myself. It's like the opposite of most people want to do. I've been like watching TV, not just when the kids go to bed, but to relax at home.
Love that.
And this winter break, me and the kids, which I feel a little bit bad about, we got into some like TLC shows. Like we watched Dr. Pimple Popper, which is not, I thought it was just going to be watching people pop pimples, but it's a lot deeper than that.
What is it? Do I want to know?
It's gross. I mean, it's like a surgical dermatology, so people come in with like lumps, but it's really nice because she's super cute and she helps people. She totally changes their lives.
Wow.
So I feel a little odd, like I tell my kids it's a family secret, not anymore, that we watch.
Now it's out, but in the now, open.
It's all, yeah, fine. But it's kind of shows them some medical. I tell myself it's medical, it's changing people's lives, don't make fun of people if you see them have a long, you know,
totally.
All that stuff. I talk myself into it. My husband can't watch, he can't even look at it.
I don't think I could stomach that, to be honest with you, so I give you a lot of credit.
Yes,
and your kids.
My
Feet
Are Killing Me is another one with really funky feet issues. I wouldn't recommend watching that.
I legit have feet phobia. Would not be my thing.
You should not watch that. Yeah, don't watch it.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
That's a lot. That's so sad. And yeah, it's a lot.
Okay, these are fun facts, though. These are facts about Becky
Bass. It's new, so I'm glad it's good timing because I'm kind of a TV. I used to do Real Housewives, but yeah, I think I'm moving there now that I've gotten back into reality TV. So we'll see. Yeah.
Oh, you crack me up. Okay. What is your favorite destination you have traveled thus far?
Haven't done a lot of traveling lately. Actually, I'm going to Grand Cayman, so I can't feel so bad for me. My mom and sister, yeah. Actually, I did lose my passport, so if I can get... I can't find my passport. I'm going soon, so we'll see if I can do that. Yeah, don't you want me to organize your home? So I went on a Mediterranean cruise for my honeymoon, so... That was amazing because you can see a bunch of things at once. And I think I was blown away by Rome and Italy in general. So probably my favorite so far.
Totally. Couldn't agree with you. When are you going to the Grand Cayman?
Is it a week?
Oh my God, Becky. Get on that podcast. I mean, We're talking about podcasts. Yeah. Blonde moment. Get on your passport now.
Oh, I am. I'm on. I made an appointment. So, and they say you'll get it, but I still don't believe it until it happens. So.
I'm sending positive vibes for that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I need a lot of positive vibes all the time.
You crack me up. Okay.
Oh, my God.
What is your next bucket list destination outside of Grand Cayman? Where do you want to go next?
I don't know why Iceland's pretty big, but I do have a desire to do, like, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand. My husband's pretty much like team Europe and he likes staycations. So I don't think he won't go places with me, but I don't think he's as excited. So the question is down the line, do I go with, you know, friends or do I drag the family? So we'll see. But I don't know. For some reason, Iceland, I guess because it doesn't seem too hard. It's close. Just seems pretty and easy and healthy. I don't know.
Yeah, so. I keep hearing really awesome things about it myself. They've done really good advertising for it. That's all I gotta say.
They're messing with us. Yeah.
I know. So funny. Okay. If you won $1 million tomorrow, what would be the first three things you would do with it and why?
Does this have to be fun or can it be real?
It could be whatever you want.
Yeah, I would pay off debt. Just to get that, get that cup. So that's not sexy at all. I would probably, it's not so responsible and boring.
That is responsible. I love it. That's fair.
Pay off debt. And we're not talking like credit card debt. We're talking, not there's anything wrong with that, I guess, but like generous family members who have helped us with housing.
Totally.
You know,
hey,
that kind of stuff.
I get
afford
it.
A nice town. And then make sure kids have some money for college.
Yep.
And then after, so boring. And then it seems like such quote the right answer, but my husband and I have actually talked about this a lot. And I think we deserve, I'm happy with the house, but I feel like we deserve like a trip after paying off all those not fun
things. I agree. Got to have that work-life balance.
Yeah. I don't know where we go. Maybe go somewhere as a family.
I love it.
Yeah.
Very responsible answers.
I know.
But at least you're going to book that vacation, so I'm glad. You're definitely going to book that vacation.
We'll do it. Yeah.
All right. If you could
get my passport.
Oh my God. You're so funny. You're going to get your passport. We're not even going to talk about it anymore. It's happening.
I'm trying not to think about it. It's too sad.
Yeah. Don't. It's all going to be good. Okay. If you could spend a day with someone you haven't met yet, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Who is someone I'm watching? You know who I'm really into? Oh, at first I was going to say Axl Rose, but because I grew up, I had older siblings, so I was watching MTV a lot. So I always liked Guns N' Roses, and yep. I thought Axl Rose was cute, but I don't know. So now I'm thinking, and that sounds cool. Like my answer for the money wasn't cool, so Axl Rose seems cool.
Oh my God, you're so funny. I can't.
But it took me a while, but after hearing enough people, do you watch Schitt's Creek?
I don't think so.
You don't seem to watch a lot of TV. You're a working woman.
I watch all Real Housewives. Everything okay. Housewives.
We'll have to talk about what's going on with them now, because I feel like they're family members that I've lost track of. But there's this guy, David, who's one of the characters of Schitt's Creek, and he just cracks me up. And I don't know his name, his actor name, but he just has this repulsed look all the time. And he's just so funny, and I don't know. So I think I'd like to – he's my latest person I liked in the movies. Awesome. David from Schitt's Creek, but I don't know his real name.
When is it on?
Oh, it's just – I don't know. We watch it on demand. It's a Pop channel, which I've never knew existed.
Okay.
So I don't know what else is on the Pop channel. But, you know, people are always asking on Facebook what shows, and people always said Schitt's Creek. And I watched the first episode. I'm like, I don't get it. It's the mom from Home Alone.
Oh.
Who says, Kevin!
The redhead? Yep.
Okay. Yeah, Eugene Levy. And she's also, was she in Beetlejuice? Yeah, she was in Beetlejuice. And you could tell I love movies. And then Eugene Levy, who's in everything, but I think he was, no, was he in all the American Pie? Was he the dad? And then the...
Oh, he's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I think he was even in, like, Splash. Might have been the first, I don't know. Anyway, in the early 80s. But
Becky, you'd be really good at movie trivia. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, that is one of the with trivia. That is one of the ones I'm good at. Is pop culture in the 80s and 90s.
Love it.
But that's kind of lost in those decades. Yep.
Okay, so great choice. I'm gonna have to check that out myself. I need to get it. I really just watch all things Bravo. That's like my guilty pleasure.
I used to. I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
They need decluttering in their life. Stat. Just out there. They need decluttering.
Below Deck a lot.
I like Below Deck too, but I have to say, I just Orange County love Orange County Housewives. They are just crazy.
Give me the names. Which ones?
Tamara, Vicky, Kelly Dodd. They just have so much stuff going on. They need Becky to come declutter their lives, I'm sure.
Sure, yeah, probably Jersey too.
Yeah, I watched Jersey too. I watched it last night. Oh my God, so much drama. So much drama with Danielle and Margaret. Oh my God, Danielle and Margaret have so much stuff going on. It's out of control.
Is Luann still on a show?
She's on New York. I love that one too.
I think New York's one of my. Is she still like her singing? Yeah, she's great. Yeah.
She's still doing the singing thing, definitely.
I can't get enough. Okay.
No. All right, yeah. Well, we could talk about that for hours. But anyway.
Yeah. Important stuff.
Final question. If you could wear one outfit for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
You know what I love, but I can never find? You're stylish, so maybe you'd tell me where to go. I love the off-the-shoulder look. I had a sweatshirt that someone gave me, and I think it was from her closet, because I don't like to spend a lot of money.
Decluttering, like you get the clothes. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Don't get me started on that. That's scandalous. So it was like a gray sweatshirt, but it was off the shoulder. I think my best feature is my collarbone.
Oh, my God. You cracked.
Clavicle.
I can't.
So, and it just looks like 80s. You know, I don't know if it's like the flash dance look.
I love that look, too. The one shoulder. So you're not talking both. You're talking one shoulder.
Yeah, I kind of want it hanging off. I think it's like kind of sexy, but not skanky.
So cute.
And so just like loungy wear where you can look cool and, in the off the shoulder look. So I think in my future video, they'll probably be wearing that. That would be my decluttery gear.
I love it.
Yeah. So that's what I would do. And I was working a fanny pack, or I guess it's called a belt bag now or something. And I just couldn't, I didn't care for it. So now I moved away from that look. But now my kids for Hanukkah, they each got fanny packs.
Oh my God. Hysterical.
So it's kind of funny.
They step in mommy's footsteps. I love it.
I know. That's adorable. They love it. And they're massive. Anyway, so that's what I would wear, is something off the shoulder. And I guess.
So 80s. I love it. I love 80s styling. It reminds me of Saved by the Bell.
Ooh,
right?
Oh no, I know. I love, yeah, I love Saved by the Bell.
Love that too.
It's good stuff. I always wanted the high pony to the side.
Like Kelly, so cute.
Yeah, but I never had enough hair. Don't get me started. Anyway.
Oh my God, you cracked me up. Well, for your music video, we'll get some extensions for you and we'll make it happen. I love it.
Rimped.
Love it. Well, Becky, you are so awesome. Tell everybody again how they can follow you on social media and reach out to you for a consult.
Oh yeah. So go to declutterista.com and sign up for my email list. And the first, I'll say 10 people to sign up, you can get a free consultation, free decluttering over the phone. I'll help motivate you.
Worth it. Just want to say
it's worth it. It's fun. Yeah, we can figure it out. And then Instagram, Declutterista, Facebook, Declutterista, probably Twitter, Pinterest.
Love it.
So yeah, it's pretty easy to get in touch with me. I like getting right back to people because I'm paranoid I'm going to forget. So,
yeah, and Becky is sharing her podcast and TV stuff on her social media on a regular basis. So definitely be sure to follow her on all her channels.
Yeah, and don't miss my interview with the famous Jackie.
Can't wait. I'm so honored and excited. It's going to be awesome.
I know, kick off your
TV show. It's going to be great.
I know. We're going to have a dance party.
We will. We will. You'll do the cartwheels and I'll be jumping up and down for you on the sidelines.
No, I can't do a cartwheel. I pictured you doing the cartwheel. I can do a split.
The split is impressive. That's all I have to say.
Probably not worth trying. I'll be stuck there, pulled muscles, can't declutter. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Good story though.
Great story. Yeah. Well, you were so awesome, Becky. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks, Jackie.
Of course. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to Becoming Next On Scene. Be sure to follow Becky at Declutterista on all her social media channels and stay up to date. And stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next On Scene.